The Trinidad and Tobago Institute for Women in Leadership is one of the organizations that is boosting the participation of women in politics in the Caribbean. Its partnership with the local government has been contributing to an increase in the number of women elected to government councils. Terry Ince, who manages the network's Women's Leadership in Local Government project, was recently at UN headquarters in New York. She highlighted the goals of the project.
The concept of the program, obviously, is to reach out to young women who probably are already as a political actor on some level, to educate them and raise their awareness on what it means to be gender sensitive. So we will train you to be a candidate. You run, you win. And then the question also is, what happens after? What type of leader will you be when you're in that position?
Ms. Ince explained what it means to be gender sensitive at the local government level.
Being gender sensitive is ensuring that policies and practices that are put in place are gender neutral. And what does that mean? All of the councillors to ensure that whatever is being done with the public funds are gender neutral, meaning all genders can benefit.
She added that the project, which received a grant from the UN Women's Fund for Gender Equality, is helping to empower women and to prepare them to take the lead. Their ultimate goal is to develop women's political capacity to learn the rules, use the rules, and change the system.
The impact is we would find more women wanting to enter the political field and be not just supporters of the candidate, but be in the front running and be the candidate so that they would help set the policy and make the changes in their communities for their sons and daughters and brothers and sisters who may be coming up after them.
Hilary Bernard was one of the women who benefited from the Train, Run, Win and Lead initiative in 2012. She is a dentist who was eager to contribute to local politics to bring women's issues to the forefront. She won a seat in the Ministry of Local Government in 2013. She explained what she learned from her experience.
Coming through the program and realizing, you know, learning really what local government was supposed to be about through this program and giving you the affirmation that, yes, as women, we can do this. It doesn't matter if there are 90% of men in the field. We need to have women because half of the world is women.
Ms. Bernard spoke about the challenges of dealing with men when proposing initiatives that are women-focused.
It's still a major challenge because you still have to deal with the men. It's almost as if you have to trick them into seeing what you want to put on the table by spinning it in such a way that they realize this is really important for all of us. Because when we speak about women's issues, you could actually see the relaxation in the shoulders of the men. It's like, here they go again.
Ms. Bernard added that it is essential that men and women come together to reach the best results. Anna Carmo, United Nations.